I am speaking to Republican legislators and local Republican activists and party leaders about the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. It does not get rid of the Electoral College, and that's the important factor in this whole thing. Look, there's good reasons to have the Electoral College, and I actually support the Electoral College. You'll hear a lot of reasons that people made up in civics class as to why we ought to have the Electoral College. But the biggest reason we need to have the Electoral College is the Constitution severely limits Congress's power to write election law. They have very, very restrictive, and the Supreme Court has really interpreted it very tightly. Article 1, Section 4 of the Constitution limits it. The Electoral College keeps Congress from writing election law more than anything else. It doesn't protect rural areas. It doesn't protect small states. The facts prove that.
You know, if you're on the West Coast or in the middle of the country, you're a lot closer to D.C. than you were 200 years ago.
Correct. Absolutely. But the biggest reason, and for today, why we want to keep the Electoral College is neither Democrats nor Republicans want Congress writing election law. If you're a Democrat and you think, oh, I wouldn't have a problem with that, well, just think when Republicans are in charge. I tell my Democrat friends, you know, if Republicans are in charge in Congress of writing election law, what they'll do is they'll make sure you have to have three forms of ID and a concealed carry permit before you'll be allowed to vote. On the other hand, when I talk to my Republican friends, I say if Democrats are writing election law, they'll write it in such a way that as long as you can still read your name on a headstone, you'll be allowed to vote. So either way, you do not want Congress writing election law. Election law ought to stay with the states. And because right now the Electoral College keeps the presidential election into 51 different jurisdictions, the 50 states and District of Columbia, that makes sure the federal government has no interest, constitutional interest, in writing election law.
Basically, you were saying that whoever wins the popular vote in an election in the future, if this goes through, and it has to be, I guess, at the state level, that they would get the Electoral College votes from that state?
It utilizes a provision of the Constitution that says each state shall appoint, in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct, a number of electors. And what the compact does is the state awards its Electoral College votes, all of its Electoral College votes, to the person who gets the most votes in all 50 states. That's number one. Number two, it doesn't take effect until we hit 270 electoral votes, and that's how many votes you need to win the presidency. So it guarantees the presidency to the person who gets the most votes in all 50 states. The third provision in the compact is if the state ever comes to the conclusion that the compact is not in its best interest, they can withdraw from the compact the same way they get in. You know, act of the legislature, signature of the governor. That's the way you make every single vote in every single state important in every single election. Solves the problem of what I call the battleground states.
Basically, if you were going to get rid of the Electoral College, that would have to be a constitutional amendment, correct?
Correct.
And that would take forever.
Well, you know, constitutional amendments have happened. There's 27 of them. I would actually oppose a constitutional amendment because I support the Electoral College. I don't want Congress writing election laws. And therefore, I would oppose amending the Constitution because I want to keep within the state's power that flexibility to determine how to elect the President of the United States.
I am Gene Morano. We're talking with former California State Senator Ray Haynes, who was in Virginia last week working on behalf of the National Popular Vote, which is urging state governments to pass legislation that would give all of its electoral votes in a presidential election to the winner of the National Popular Vote without changing the Constitution to get rid of the Electoral College.
Generally, the slate of electors, the Democrats will appoint their slate of electors, the Republicans will appoint their slate of electors, and under current law, 48 states have what they call the winner-take-all law. And the person who wins the states, the slate that's committed to the person who wins the state, that's the slate that goes to the Capitol on the third Monday in December and casts their vote for president. That's the real vote for president. And that's how it's populated. As soon as that vote is cast, that Electoral College disbands, and then we wait for another 4 years for the next slate of electors to be elected. Started out meeting with legislators that last week. I've been meeting with party activists this week. I met with a number of folks because this is something that affects all Virginians. And so I've been talking to these folks about why I believe this is good for Virginia and persuading them to see why it would be good for Virginia as well.
Is this something they see as feasible or something they could support?
By and large, most Republicans' visceral response to this proposal is opposition. So I walk them through all the various reasons why I think it's a good idea. And by the time I'm done, most of them have either said, hey, you've given me a lot to think about, and this is not what I thought it was, or actually, this is a really good idea. You know, most people believe that their vote should matter. Our challenge in this country is we only have about 12 battleground states in any election. That means most of the people, about 80% of the American people's votes don't matter. They vote, but the vote doesn't matter. in the presidential election. I think most people kind of know that in their gut. So when they see a way where their vote can actually matter in an election, they tend to respond positively to that proposal.
I am Gene Morano. We're talking with former California State Senator Ray Haynes, who was in Virginia last week working on behalf of the National Popular Vote, which is urging state governments to pass legislation that would give all of its electoral votes in a presidential election to the winner of the National Popular Vote without changing the Constitution to get rid of the Electoral College.
How long have you felt like this, and did what happened in 2016 color your thinking one way or the other?
Well, I'll start with this. If you get up on YouTube and search National Popular Vote, about the third page of that search engine, you'll find my speech against popular vote on the California on the floor of the California legislature. Still, in my opinion, the best speech I've ever heard against it, but I was wrong on all the facts. In the battleground states, those 12 states that really decide who becomes president of the United States, voter turnout is anywhere between 70 and 80%. In non-battleground states, voter turnout is anywhere between 40 and 60%. Because people, again, I think people in their hearts know when their vote matters. And one of the ways they know is that nobody asks them for their vote. In the 12 states that are the battleground states, 98% of the campaign is waged. In the other 38 states, there's nothing. And people know if you're not asking for their vote, they know their vote doesn't matter and they don't turn out. They got other things to do in their life. We are talking with people in the various states. We haven't yet decided in Virginia what's going to happen, but we're talking to people in Virginia, kind of testing the waters. We need states equaling 270 electoral college votes. We have 196 in the compact now, so we only need 74. Compact doesn't take effect until we hit 270, and we're 72% of the way there, and so we're going from state to state because it's a state-based approach, persuading state legislatures to also join the compact. If the compact hits 270 electoral votes by July of a presidential election year, it takes effect for that presidential election.